Welcome back to CNN Student News, 10 minutes of commercial-free headlines for the classroom. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for watching. First up today, unrest in Venezuela. The South American country is officially a federal republic. That means the central government's power is limited and voters may choose their representatives. But in recent years, the power of Venezuela's government has increased. It's moved towards socialism, taking over control of TV stations, food companies, oil companies. The country's president, Nicolas Maduro, has followed in the footsteps of former President Hugo Chavez, a controversial leader who envisioned a socialist Venezuela. The U.S. State Department recently said it was concerned about protests going on in the country. Afterward, Venezuelan President Maduro kicked out three U.S. diplomats, and the protests continue.
The streets of Caracas have resembled a war zone. Thousands of anti-government protesters met with water cannons and armed security forces. Buildings scarred with bullet holes. These protests began last week when students organized against rising crime, food shortages, and high inflation. At more than 56%, Venezuela has one of the highest inflation rates in the world.
We are here because we hope we can have enough goods, supplies, and a safe environment to live in. We also expect quality education.
President Nicolas Maduro met the opposition with a rally of his own and is not backing down.
I will continue in power because the people are in power. On this constitution, I swear. I swear and I will swear. Nothing will take me off the road of building the Bolivarian revolution that Hugo Chavez left us.
Maduro has the media on a tight leash. The Maduro government threatened legal action for what it called media manipulation against Venezuela and attacks on VTV, the government-run television station. While Maduro can still count on a loyal following of Chavistas, supporters of former President Hugo Chavez, Venezuela's youth refuse to back down. Jim Clancy, CNN.